It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I cheated yesterday because I ate one of my wife's Sherry's berries, but I still have 2 dozen roses out of the house, so she likes that. Pro Flowers wants to remind you that today's the last day of January, and so now we are 2 weeks away from Valentine's Day. This is easy, folks. Pro Flowers makes a perfect bouquet at the perfect price and the 7-day freshness guaranteed. You can order these online now, freshly cut. Freshly packaged, express delivery means the flowers arrive in perfect condition. And at proflowers.com, she's going to absolutely love getting that delivery. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you hurry now, you get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose a perfect roses at the perfect price. This is easy, folks. But that's proflowers.com. Click on that microphone, enter my promo code, Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, and order those today. We are 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away from Valentine's Day. So get that done. Get it done now. Good stuff. Mr. Orr24, just in finishing up on the Lincoln Riley stuff, Paul Strelo, by the way, in 1 hour. Give me the average college football salary. Now, on the list I'm looking at, coacheshotseat.com, they did the total compensation package. I think this is for last year, and they said Nick Saban made $12 million, Dabo Swinney $8.5 million. But that's total compensation after national championships and Final Fours and ACCs. And
I was just looking at base salary from USA Today.
Right. The average salary in college football today, you know the lowest paid coach in the country is Doug Martin from New Mexico State. Well, how much you guess?
1.2.
$425,000.
That is crazy.
2.4 million is the average across the country. There are 96 coaches out there that make $1 million a year or more. There are 74 coaches that make $2 million or more. There are 49 coaches that make $3 million or more. There are 30 coaches that make $4 million or more. There are 20 coaches that make $5 million or more. There are 12 coaches that make $6 million or more. There are 7 coaches that make $7 million or more. There's 3 coaches that make $8 million or more. And there's 1 coach that makes $12 million. On this list I have, Mike Gundy is the 20th. Actually, he's not that. He is tied for a 15th in the country at $5 million with Willie Taggart, Scott Frost, Brian Kelly, Mark Richt. Now, that's going to change this year, obviously. Chris Peterson. All those guys are at $5 million. Lincoln Riley's 6.5. Is that what we said?
$6 million base.
Okay. Well, that's going to go up to. Make sure he's not looking at 1989 salaries. Good stuff. Now, this is from this past season. That would put him at 8th right now, okay, that base. Can we agree Nick Saban's better?
Yeah, of course.
I want to know, in your mind, Lincoln Riley, how many coaches – give me your top 10 coaches in the country. Well, let's make a list of guys who you consider for top 10, okay? Saban would be one of them.
Saban's one of them, of course.
Dabo would be one of them.
Of course.
Jim Harbaugh?
Fringe.
Ryan Day?
No.
Jimbo Fisher?
Yes.
Gus Malzahn?
Fringe.
Okay, I'm going to put these guys over here. That's Harbaugh and Malzahn. Kirby Smart?
No.
Really? James Franklin?
No.
Chip Kelly?
No.
David Shaw?
Yes.
I agree. I love David Shaw. But his teams haven't been great lately. Dan Mullen?
No.
Clay Helton?
No.
Tom Herman?
I might be too tough on coaches. Yes.
He's coming around. Gary Patterson?
Fringe.
Put him over in the fringe category. Willie Taggart?
No.
Scott Frost?
Fringe.
Fringe. Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
Really? In the top 10?
Yeah.
Chris Peterson?
Yes.
Really?
Weird guy.
The seven.
But right he's now. In there.
Mike Gundy?
No.
Kurt Ferentz?
No.
Mark D'Antonio?
No.
Will Muschamp?
No.
Jeremy Pruitt?
No.
Kyle Whittingham?
No. Nope.
Mark Stoops?
No.
Lincoln Riley?
Yes.
We now have eight. Jeff Brohm?
No.
Justin Fuente?
Absolutely not.
Ed Orgeron?
Did another person get into the portal? Did I see that yesterday?
Yeah, no, a backup quarterback, Hernan Hooker.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what he actually got into yesterday? He's announcing that he might transfer.
Is that right?
Yes.
So he's entered the...
Transfer.
I mean, folks.
It didn't get any better radio than that.
That's just top class right there.
That is my cobblewalking. Jeremy Pruitt. Kyle went to the Lincoln Riley said yes. Jeff Brohm.
I said no to Jeff Brohm.
Justin Fuente.
I said no to Jeff or Justin Fuente.
Ed Orgeron?
Nope.
Dana Holgorsen?
No.
PJ Fleck?
No.
Chad Morris.
His fire has cooled a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah. Didn't have a good year.
No one, no.
Matt Rhule?
Mm-mm.
How about Pat Fitzgerald?
No.
Bronco Mendenhall.
I think you're going to take somebody from the fringe category.
Maybe. I got a couple more in here that might get there for you, though. Dino Babers.
Come on, man.
Matt Campbell?
No.
I love Matt Campbell. All right. So you have eight.
Who's my fringe?
Your fringe is Harbaugh, Malzahn, Patterson, and Frost. You got to pick two of those.
I'll go Jimmy. And give me Scott Frost. Give me some young blood.
But the point through all this is, you see how it's hard coming up with 10. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To me, I'd say Saban, Dabo, Jimbo, Kirby.
You have Kirby in the top 10.
Yeah. David Shaw, Tom Herman, Lincoln Riley. I guess Peterson. I'm going to tell you now, I think Justin Fuente.
And is a top 10 coach in the in college football?
Yeah. I know you think I'm crazy.
I do think you're crazy.
But he took a bet. I'm going to tell you, Dino Babers. Dino Babers is a top 10 coach of football.
You can write off 10 pretty quickly.
Man, Dino Babers, Mike Leach, would you put him in top 10?
Absolutely not.
I agree. Dino Babers took over a pathetic Syracuse team, and they finished in top 25 last year. They're going to be preseason top 25 this year. I like Dino Babers, man. And they have an identity, and he has energy. Whose house?
Nope.
I love that. I need some Dino Babers over there. Do you have any of his
Absolutely
stuff?
Not. Why would I have Dino Babers stuff on here?
They said. I love that, man. So my point is through all that. You see why Lincoln Riley's getting paid $6.5 million now? It's hard coming up with that list.
I agree with you.
And there's just the number of fellas who could end up doing it are few and far between.
Texture says Riley, Smart, and Herman haven't done near enough to claim top 10 coach status.
Okay. Well, I last at Texture then. Give me your top 10. If you are an AD, give me 10 coaches in the country that you would hire instead of Lincoln Riley, Kirby Smart, and Tom Herman. And I'm waiting. Tick, It's difficult to do. Give me. You tell
it's
me.
It's difficult
not,
to put those guys in that list when it includes Saban and Sweeney.
Again, we're asking for 10, not 2.
That's, no, but what I'm saying is having those two guys in there brings it up so much more in terms of overall value and an overall level of quality that ranking the top 10 feels like they're on that same threshold with those guys.
I will. I'll put the caller, the texture in with this.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll put the texture in with this right now. I would put Smart, Riley, and Herman in that same category. Young, up and coming, very early in their careers. I get it. One texter said Les Miles. Then I'll ask you this, Mr. Or 24. If you're an AD at a school, would you, and you said, all right, man, you got to go hire somebody. You got a limited budget, go get somebody. Would you rather have Les Miles or Riley Smarter Herman?
You mean you'd rather go Young?
Climber, getting it done.
But a place like Kansas?
Yeah.
It works with Les Miles. I get it. I understand why you go get a big
name. I get that, but I'd much rather have Riley Smart and Herman than those guys. 654 Roar, 654-7627. It's just difficult to come up with 10. Kramer says that Ferentz and Fitzgerald should have strong consideration. Let me look at Kurt Ferentz for a second here. Because one of the misconceptions I think out there across college football is that he is this, he's one of the highest paid guys out there. But, and I want to get Zach's thought on this. At 63 years old now. Let me give you this information. Zach, a texter says Kurt Ferentz needs to be in consideration. Ferentz at Maine went 12-21. At Maine, he was 3-8, 3-8, 6-5. He moves to Iowa, and he takes over a bad situation. He goes 1-10, 3-9, 7-5. Then he goes 11-2, 10-3, 10-2. So in 02, 03, and 04, man, he's got it going. He goes to the Orange Bowl once, the Capital One Bowl. He finishes in the top 10 in the country three times in a row, 02, 03, 04. They were rolling.
Yep.
Since then, since 2004, the last 15 years, let me give you what Kurt Ferentz has done. 7-5, 6-7, 6-6, 9-4, 11-2, and finished 7th, 8-5, 7-6, 4-8, 8-5, 7-6, 12-2, and finished 10th, 8-5, 8-5, 9-4. I mean, he's been there now 20 years at Iowa and six times they were ranked. He's won more than nine games twice since 2004. I can't put Kurt Ferentz among the top 10 coaches in the country. You?
I don't have him in the top 10 coaches, no.
All right.
But what's your criteria for your top 10 coaches?
Because 10 best coaches.
That's all subjective. Then, yes, you could put Kurt Ferentz into it based on the obstacles he faces at the job he has compared to the obstacles Kirby Smart would face at Georgia. You understand that?
Yeah, I'm not sure that he takes over at Oklahoma and goes 24-4 in the first 2 years, though. You can give him all that. To be honest with you, I think that Pat Fitzgerald has a much better resume. He goes a bad situation. He goes 4-8, 6-6, 9-4, 8-5, 7-6, 6-7, 10-3, finished 16th, 5-7, 5-7, 10-3, finished 22nd, 7-6, 10-3, finished 17th, and 9-5. He's won 10 games or more three times since 2012. Ferentz has won twice since 2004. I think I'd much rather have Pat Fitzgerald as my coach rather than Kurt Ferentz. My opinion. You?
Northwestern's a better football program, isn't it?
Because of Pat Fitzgerald. When he took over, it wasn't.
Because of the money they put into the program, isn't it?
No. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern football's been terrible. And Fitzgerald has turned made it into a better program.
We're getting a couple of lists on the text line right now. Right. One from our buddy Chad in Columbia.
Yeah.
Who has, in order, I would assume, Dabo, Saban, Mike Leach, your boy Dino. Dino on any of these lists is outrageous to me. Gary Patterson, Jeff Brom, Matt Canada.
Campbell, excuse me.
Lincoln Riley, Tom Herman, and Art Briles.
Art Briles isn't even coaching, dude. You can't have that right now. That's not Chaffin Columbia, is it?
Yes, it is.
Really? That's not good. Did my ever guy, did a guy get back of, I think he did, of the guy that said those guys weren't top 10 yet? Yeah. He says Fisher, Saban, Sweeney, Barbers, Mini Babers, Shaw, Peterson, Leach, Franklin. He said that's 8. So I need 2 more. He says, I forgot Brim. Who's Brim?
Why is Baber still at Syracuse if he's a top 10 coach in the country?
Because he likes it there.
No, you know the answer to this. Because he's not a top 10 coach. He's a great coach.
He's a great coach.
He's not a top 10 coach in college football. Yeah. Let's not be ludicrous about this.
Yeah. The guy gave me 8, though. He didn't give me 10. He gave me 8. So.
Because there isn't a top 10.
Yeah. They're right. It's exactly right. It's not a top 10. All right, a friend William checks in from Georgia, 654-ROAR. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, brother. You doing okay?
Yeah, I've been listening. I'm going to try to be civilized this morning. But I'm trying to figure out, dude. Y'all just sat there and said what Kirby Smart's record was in 3 years, correct? 24-4. Is that right?
No, that's Lincoln Riley in 2 years at Oklahoma.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, what was Kirby's record in 3 years? Tell me. I don't know.
Right, same as Mark Richt in his first 3 years, isn't it?
I'm not being a smart aleck.
No, isn't it, though?
Let's see here right now. No, it's not this.
Or is it one game better because he played one more game?
I think it's one game worse than that. But through 3 years so far, Kirby Smart is 32-10. 8-5,
32-10.
Yeah. I think
not
he's
a bad record.
I just said he's one of the top 10 coaches in America.
I do, too. I mean, I do. I honestly don't see how that y'all can compare Dino Babers as a better coach than Kirby. That just ain't making no sense to me, brother.
Well,
what is Syracuse's record for the last, 10 years? They beat y'all that 1 year, but that was about it, right?
Yeah, Dino Babers, in a very short time, they finished ranked this year, and Dino Babers took over. Let's right. admit it. Did you watch Syracuse football before? Syracuse is terrible. Syracuse was
I never have even watched it, yeah. That's right.
And so in his third year, he went 10-3 and got him ranked 15th in the country. I think he's pretty doggone good, man. He took over a
That's fair.
Terrible
That's
situation.
Fair. But anyway, your baby son over there, he ain't going to admit that Kirby Smart's a good coach no matter what. But y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Can we take him out back and spank him then? Give him a little paddling?
He's Mark Richt 2.0. I don't know why we're still talking about this.
He's good, though.
Yeah, Mark Richt was a good coach at Georgia.
Right, especially his first few years.
Yeah, they hired the same guy. Congratulations.
Kirby Smart, 8-5, 13-2, 13-2, finished second and eighth.
Baby boy.
Take you out and give you a little spanking.
I hope you sit in traffic today, William.
Bend over my knee and make you go sit in time out for a while.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, come on and get you something then.
Yeah, see how that works out.
Let me know.
Making sure that works out good for you there. All right, our friends at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. Here's what I'm telling you about Katechi. It is a beautiful place, but boy, is it beautiful when I'm talking 60 degrees this weekend. 60 degrees, 67, 68 degrees next week. Wait a minute, man. It's February, and we're bringing it in like a lion. I mean, like a lamb, man. 60 and 65 and 67 and 68 degrees in the next week or so. Sign me up for it. Sign me up for Katechi, CATECHEE.com. You want to play one of the most beautiful places, one of the most beautiful vistas, some really, you know, just great golf, great clubhouse, great food. Get over next week. Now, here's what I'm telling you. They have a winter special right now. It is in January and February. You didn't count on 60 degrees when you put this price out there. $42.50. Unbelievable price. Unbelievable deal. At 60-something degrees. You have to go up, but they're not going to do it. Get the winter special going on for the entire month of February over at Katechi. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Open phone lines. Paul Strelo, 805. Much more right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Bello Mushroom Clemson is all in for the big game on February 3rd, and we invite you to join us for the ultimate ending to a fantastic year of college and pro football. We're serving our delicious Bello Mushroom pizza, as well as your favorite libations from the bar, all in front of TVs throughout. If you can't make it, see our specials online for pick up the day of the game. For special occasions, you can rent our Four Seasons patio room, and at work or at home, ask us about our catering menu. We look forward to seeing you February 3rd for the big game and for sports year-round. We're all in at Bello Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I need the funk, man. I'm sorry.
Ow.
Our great friends over at Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. I want to tell you about what's going on in their day. This is a great sale coming up for President's Day. Now, you know what? I don't even know President's Day. Dude, wasn't it better when we had, like, Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday and all that? Wasn't that much better?
You don't just like President's Day?
No, I like when both those guys got really recognized for it. That makes sense?
Did you vote for Lincoln in that election? Or?
Go hook. What do you mean did I vote for him?
Go hook.
They have a President's Day special. It begins on February the 11th, and it goes through February the 18th. You have a full week. It's not President's Day. It's President's Week.
So, yes, you voted for him? Or?
No.
You were a Jefferson Davis guy at the end of that year?
No, I do have an interesting fact about that, though.
About Lincoln?
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited. I love Lincoln facts.
You got a full week to take advantage of the huge savings at Engineered Sleep, the most popular mattresses, the adjustable beds, the pillows, all in 1 week, February 11th through February 18th. Mark your calendar today. Go support this local mattress manufacturer in their showroom located at 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville, February 11th through the 18th. That's the week to buy a mattress. Some great savings there. I listened to some political talk, as you know.
Okay.
And they had an author on. And the gentleman said, we have misconceptions out there about how nasty it is now. Everybody thinks, this is the nastiest I've ever seen it. And he said, look, man, you know, you got to remember in the 60s, we were assassinating people and Kennedys both Kennedys and MLK, and we were shooting people everywhere. And that's one thing. He talked about just some, you know, through the years, just some nasty stuff. And I didn't realize this, because I didn't realize that happened in the 60s. And the protests are going on across college campuses, across the country, in the Vietnam and stuff. And so it has been nasty in my lifetime. With that said, I didn't realize this. The Lincoln and Douglas debates were supposed to be one of the most uncivil times in our political history, that they said that they did on this statewide tour, statewide deal or whatever, Nationwide, I guess. But they did debates, like seven of them, and it got really, really, really bad. Remember this, Aaron Burr pulled out a gun and shot Alexander Hamilton.
There it is.
So
that was a duel, though. It was a different time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we act like today's the worst. No, when the vice presidential candidate comes out and shoots the other guy, then that's pretty doggone bad, right?
It was a duel. It was different.
Well, let's have...
It was different.
Let's have Trump and Hillary have a duel then, so we can get back to like we used to do it. Anyway, my point is that, and I need to look this up because I don't know, but it reminded me to look it up, that the Lincoln and Douglas debates were supposed to be among the most nasty times in American political history. Are you familiar with this?
Kind of.
I expect you to look that up for us. Got some bad news for you.
What?
What's one of the worst news items I can tell you?
Donald Trump's been reelected?
No. That'd be the best.
Go ahead.
Paul Schrader scratched this morning.
What?
Daddy duty.
What does that mean?
He's got a bunch of kids.
Did Everton lose? Is that why he's backing up?
No. It has nothing to do with Everton losing.
Oh, Everton Daddy lost. Duty. Everton lost.
I imagine, have you noticed this, the number of people who have the flu? I hope his kids don't have the flu.
Get your flu shots, people. Like, I don't, what are you doing?
You take flu shots?
I got one this year, of course.
Never done one.
Have I had the flu this year?
Nope. I didn't take the flu. I didn't get the flu shots. I had the flu this year? Nope.
I mean, they won their last game against Huddersfield. So
again, these kids are sick. It has nothing to do with Everton.
They did lose against Millwall on the 26th, which is it's a bad loss. It's a bad loss.
Yeah. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I need to run a story by you, and I'm going to read it to you, and then you tell me what your thoughts. Ready? This is TigerNet.com. A source within Clemson's athletic department told TigerNet Wednesday morning that over 50 different football players were tested for PEDs from April through the end of November, and none of those tests came back positive. An appeal for the two failed NCAA tests from December from the Cotton Bowl, where current Tigers will occur, after independent testing results of substances submitted by the schools are returned. Three players are suspended, as you know. Ostrine trademark. Banned substance. Sources have said that at least 20 football players were tested for the playoff rules. According to the NCAA data or drug testing protocol, all students are subject to NCAA testing, NCAA championships in conjunction with their postseason bowl games. Two of the athletes may be tested before, during, or after NCAA championship events and postseason bowl games. At NCAA team championships and postseason bowl games, student athletes may be selected on a basis of position, competitive ranking, athletics, financial aid status, playing time, random selection, or other NCAA-approved selection method. The policy goes on to say, for the team championship and postseason bowl testing, student athletes may be selected from the official travel party roster, official gate credential list, championship participation sheets, or other approved forms. Now, those are our quotes. TigerNet goes on to say, many have wondered why Clemson hasn't commented on the situation or if the Tigers screened other players, but we've been told the Clemson Athletic Department drug testing athletes all sports prior to the start of the season, including cheerleaders, mascots, video staff, and managers. Student athletes are also tested when they arrive on campus as a freshman, and they're randomly tested throughout the year. The 50-plus tests referenced earlier were random tests for the football team. Next up is an appeal from the university pending the results of testing a product found inside the football operations facility that were sent off to independent labs to see if they contain osterine. A source inside the athletic department said the labs move at their own pace, so it's unknown when the results will be back. So testing products found, all the products that are found inside the football offices there, football facility. Items that were sent off to be tested include medical supplies, protein supplements, food supplements, and samples from their new salt bath. Head coach Dabo Swinney had the comments earlier about it's important to know the message, these are good kids, you know, blah, 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 blah. So what we learned new in this article is that from April, according to TigerNet.com, according to sources inside the athletic department, sources say that over 50 different football players were tested from April to November and no PEDs were found. And then they tested over 20 for the bowl games, and that's where three showed up. This coincides with what I've been told by, to be safe, because the way I asked the question and this, I've asked two different people inside the football program. And both of them said, man, I'll be honest with you. Man, we're looking. They're spending a bunch of time and a bunch of money looking, but they don't know. Nobody knows. So, Mr. Or 24, what did you learn from the TigerNet article?
I learned.
How do you take that information?
This is a response to the recent stuff from, was it the Post and Courier down there?
I don't agree with that. I think they were going to do this no matter if Post and Courier wrote whatever they wrote. They were going to do all the studies.
Well, the timing is very particular then.
Wrong. Here's why.
Okay, tell me.
Because when I talked to folks in Dallas, during the Cotton Bowl, they had started this process, and they had people were even left behind or were getting out there later or whatever, because they, at that point in time, they had started an inquiry and they were exhausting, because honestly, at that point in time, we're like, man, we really don't know. But I can tell you this, and I was told this in Dallas, we are turning over every leaf, every corner. So my point, see, you're wrong. I didn't mean to sound like condescending to you. My point is that that article wasn't written in, that in December, when this stuff came out, that first week, they were racking their brains and trying everything and testing, or not testing everything yet, but they were pulling a full investigation in December to find out what it could have been. Because they were baffled by it all. You can see this. Nobody tested positive out of 50 players all the way through November, and then all of a sudden, three players at the end of the season, right?
Yep.
So, again, I didn't mean to sound condescending to you when I said that, but I know in December, you're saying they responded because of the Charles Post Courier article here last week, when in December they were doing their investigation.
They were doing the investigation.
They started the investigation.
That's true, but they had not made a comment publicly on it until then.
Okay. And well, this is not a public comment, though.
Exactly. Well, it's public to an extent. It's not an official Clemson comment, but there's sources, and there's sources inside the Clemson Athletic Department.
Right.
To a trusted source that is a Clemson website, TigerNet.com, that is not going to paint them in a bad light. There's no doubt about it. David Hood's a friend of the program. I think it's a pretty agreeable and well-known fact. So, yes, let's leak it to him. Let's let him put this article out there. Get something that's positive and light for Clemson that's getting smashed and ripped apart for not testing their players more and more. This is his response. Make no doubt about it to what's been
back
written
up
the last couple of
back
days.
Back up.
It's PR 101.
Back up. Anybody who says they're not testing their players more, that's not an issue. Simply because, A, and we need to do a better job of this, A, it's expensive to do it, but all schools don't test all athletes all the time either. One of the fallacies in what I read from, I think, the Charleston paper was that, well, they only tested 18. The NCAA is who does those tests.
The
NCAA is responsible for selecting how many and what they do.
I'm with you.
And Clemson, let me read this again, that Clemson student athletes, I'm going to start moving back all the way up here to make sure I'm right by saying this. Many have wondered why Clemson hasn't communicated or commented on the situation. or if Tigers screen other players. We've been told by the Clemson Athletic Department, drug test athletes in all sports prior to the start of the season, including cheerleaders, mascots, video staff, and managers. Student athletes are also tested when they arrive on campus as freshmen, and they are randomly tested throughout the year. The 50-plus tests referenced earlier were random tests for the football team from April through November. I would dare say, because I did a paper on this in college at the time, that was a long time ago, obviously, it's expensive to do. I would dare say that Clemson is in line with how many they test. And Zach, 0 out of 50-plus.
I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. What I'm telling, what I think is happening here is Clemson is very aware of what is being said on their local airwaves, on the state airwaves, and they're very aware of what's being written about them. They had not made an official statement on this, and they still haven't made an official statement on this. But what has been made, the statements that have been made, the articles that have been written, and so on and so forth, have generally painted Clemson in a light that has not been favorable to them. So they are correcting it by not having to address it. And that's what happened with David Hood and the Tiger Net article.
How do you, maybe so, I'll say this again, that I think that's the Charleston Papers. One of the flaws in the article was they didn't say how many other schools test. Because what the article inferred was that Clemson doesn't test as much as other people. When I'd say it's that's not the case at all. And even then the headlines, the way the headline was written was not a very good headline there too.
No, I agree with clickbait. You.
Huh?
It was clickbait.
Yeah.
Savikov wrote the article. We can say the guy's name. He put his name on it. I'm willing to say what he wants to say.
It was a hack job there. This coincides, though. What does it say to you that you drug test over 50 different players from April through November? I don't care about the Charleston paper now. I'm trying to get to the bottom of what we learned from this. Does it mean anything to you that they go from April through November of over 50, and then in NCAA championship season, the NCAA takes over the drug testing, they drug test 18, and they find 3? What does that say to you?
Honestly, what it says to me, it says that they, and I'm looking at this as a negative light, I think, and I might get ripped for this, but like you say there's 0 out of 50 when Clemson's doing the testing, and when the NCAA takes over, they get popped for 3. It says Clemson was being selective with who they were testing. That's what it reads to me.
And the NCAA just happened to hit the jackpot then by getting, because you can say that, but let's be honest. Brendan Galloway and Zach Jella aren't guys that you protect.
I know.
So you can't, I think you're flawed with that because.
So what does it say to you?
Well, let me back up on your assessment first. It's not like Trevor Lawrence, Justin Ross, and T. Higgins were the 3 that were suspended. Dexter Lawrence was a big loss.
Yep.
But to say that they were protecting players, and then the 3 that got popped, 2 of the 3 weren't even a factor in the playoffs, were going to be a factor in the playoffs at all, does not say that, boy, the NCAA, they found the loophole, and these guys were getting all the stars, and now so we go bust everybody.
Sure.
I think that's flawed.
And I'm with you on that, but they also, all 3 had similar injuries that they were recovering from at some point in time. Is that correct? Am I mistaken in saying that?
Do we know that those guys didn't test negative from April through November, those 3 guys?
Do we know they didn't test negative?
Right.
No.
Okay. Do we know they tested negative? See, we don't know that. So those 3 guys could have. I will tell you this. From
what if those guys weren't tested the entire time with Clemson? What if their first tests were?
Well, there's 100 players in the program, or a little more than 100, and they're tested over 50. It's a 50-50 chance they were tested between April and November.
Exactly, but it's 50-50 chance.
And then all 3, I got to get with my buddy Dr. Joel Brawley of saying what would all 3 be tested, and all 3 the ones being caught there. You know, there's odds of all that kind of stuff.
Is the NCAA selection random, or do they specifically test?
I will tell you this. From knowing the medical staff there fairly well and knowing the training staff there very well, I would not say that they would say, hey, man, we know that Dexter, Zach, and Braden are taking some stuff right now. Don't give them those tests. I can almost 100%, I'd be shocked from what I know about those guys to say that they would go, hey, we're going to, whatever you do, man, make sure you don't select those guys. I'd be shocked if that was the case. And again, it's not a, only one of the guys was a guy that even played.
I'm with you. I understand that. And it's not so much the playing time. It is the fact that they had similar injuries is what I'm looking at. That's all I'm looking at. I think it's fair to look at that and ask a question about it.
And a matter of fact, that's where I'd first look, where they are now, and from just their the level of the player shock, too, is that and they're sending all the supplements that they have over there, all the food supplements, all the nutrition supplements are sent all off. I think it's pretty, to me, it's pretty clear that there's something that was in these things that they had no idea was in them. Or else, I mean, no strength and conditioning guy, and I do know this. I do know from talking to a former strength coach who happened to coach at Clemson for a few years, nobody would put their whole career on the line by giving a player something they didn't know had osteoarthritis in it.
And I believe that.
Right. So, yeah. To me, it's pretty clear that there's something on there from one of the supplements that they didn't know it was in there because it's not listed on there, and they accidentally got it. Sure. That's what it says to me. And if that is the case, then we'll see. We'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah, take a break.
Way past one. We will come back. Love to have you. Phone lines are open. No Paul Strelo today. So I'll talk some recruiting and give you some recruiting rundown instead. Paul is he's going to be a daddy today. I hope his kids are not sick, man. That would be awful if that was the case. Short break. We'll come back for much more after this.
This Sunday, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons travel down I-85 and come to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in Little John to open up February play with pregame starting at 11:30 a.m. and a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed & Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side, looks downfield, throws, got Rizzo breaking, and he makes the grab, he does! Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's
welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. They want to come into your business, make your business look good. Imagine your showroom looking better. Imagine your foyer area looking better with your company colors, your company logo. Imagine your break rooms better. You know, let's say you have a garage, a automotive repair. And anytime you have spills, wipe them up, no stains. Anytime you have kitchens, wipe them up, no stains. Restaurants, make your place pop. Make it look great. The industrial part of it, you know, got some huge facilities in there. They just did a break room last year, and that's a massive break room for a huge company here. But it's easy. It's great. They're going to love it. They can do it on the weekends when you shut down, and the industrial, the commercial part of it, a big part of their business. Get in touch with Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Tim Worley will come in. He'll give you a great estimate, 404-8158. I want to get to some comments here on the text line. Also, if you want to call in on this subject, do that. And to make one thing clear, we are not, and we talked about this during the initial response to it, right, Zach, that we are not drug testing experts. I don't know what the test includes. I'm not sure what it looks for. One of our show hosts texted in saying it might just be for designer drugs. I hear that they don't test for the PEDs. On the TigerNet article that starts out, it said over 50 different football players were tested for PEDs from April through November. So that's one thing there. I can just tell you from the two or three or four people that I've talked to, they're just baffled. They don't know. And so, Zach, you brought up a point. Let me ask you this. Just, and I kind of want to feel like playing lawyer again here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a juror. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But you believe, I think I'm right saying, you believe the players knew what they were taking?
I think it's possible. Yeah.
Is it probable to you?
I don't know. Right now, when you look at just the circumstances leading up to it, I think it's possible. I'm not willing to say probable.
Because did you...
I'm not also willing to just say, well, it's Clemson. They would never do such a thing
there. No, but I'll say this.
I think we get dangerously close to that on the text line, tweets,
let me say this. I know Dabo Swinney, and I know what kind of program he tries to run. And he didn't have total control over everything. But I also know from the people that I know in the long-time friendships, long-time people that I know that have been trusted in their medical team, in their training team. I don't know anybody nutrition. I shouldn't say that. I don't know about nutrition part of it. Someone did bring up a good point that I think that the drug testing is done through compliance and not the training staff there.
Yep.
But I know the standards that are set in place, and I know these people who are highly ranking in the training and the medical staffs at Clemson, and the weight staff as well. By the way, I know Joey Batson well, and I will tell you this. The integrity those people have and the reputation those people have and the care those people have, I would be shocked if they knowingly did something like that. Now, again, that's from knowing Joey for 20 years. That's from knowing Danny for 30 years, Danny Poole for 30 years. Those guys, they didn't get to those levels. And by the way, if they knowingly did this, Zach, they're fired the very next day. So you're going to put your whole... You put your family on the line. You put your whole thing on the line by knowingly giving guys stuff that they know is NCAA banned.
I didn't say they were doing that.
No, but what I'm saying is that's the decision they have to make.
You're doing this thing where I just pointed out. We get completely too close to the idea that, well, we know these guys. They would never do something like that. You know these guys personally, and you're going to stick up for them naturally, as you should, because you're a friend and a
not just naturally, but professionally.
I get it. But we get really close to that line of not being objective when we talk about these things, and I think that's a mistake on our end.
I think we can get, in this world today, we can get awfully cynical about how bad people are.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm telling you is Danny Poole and Joey Batson and Dr. Reeves did not get to where they got to in their career. And hundreds of drug tests, by the way. Yep. These guys have cleared for 20 and 30 and 40 years or whatever in these people's lives. I know Dr. Byron Harder as well as one of my best friends in the world. They didn't get to where they got to and put their medical, their certification, their lives, their families, their paychecks on the line. They didn't get to that point by saying, you know what? I know this is illegal. Don't tell anybody where you got it from, but take these.
And again, just so people are very clear on this, because I'm not trying to be cornered into this. I'm not saying that's what happened.
Right.
I'm not saying those four individuals that you just listed by name on air.
Who's responsible? Who's the department heads?
Are doing this on purpose at Clemson, knowing they can get fired.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I'm not saying that. I'm just pointing out another viewpoint to look at this in a different light, to step back and say, maybe these guys knew separately what was going on going into their bodies.
The
maybe
players?
They did. Maybe they didn't.
The players?
Yeah.
If that is the case, and that is a within the realm of possibility, I'll give you that. If that is the case, and I'm trying to be a juror here and looking at the plausibility of these things happening, and not just that, but the probability of it all. And when I watched Dexter Lawrence, and when he stood up down there at the Cotton Bowl, and what he said to me, I put that guy on the stand, man, and he came across very believable to me when he said, man, I didn't do anything different. I don't know anything about this. I was in total shock. I thought this was a joke.
Yep.
And I've heard that from a staff member saying that, man, when Coach Sweeney told us this, we thought this is another one of his pranks. Oh, man, we got to go play Notre Dame and maybe national championship game without Dexter Lawrence. Oh, that's funny. Dexter Lawrence thought it was a joke. So, again, I'm not saying shut your eyes that everything they do is right. But I am saying that for what the program stands for what we know those programs stand for their professionalism, for their certifications, for their roles in there, I don't know, man. I think that they're in the plausibility of it all, I think there's a much better chance that something was there. And something they're trying to get to the bottom line right now is, and this means a lot to me in this article, Zach, I want to make this clear, plausibility-wise, they are sending testing items found inside the football operations facility off to independent labs to see if it contained ostarine. Items that were sent included medical supplies, protein supplements, food supplements, and samples from the new salt bath. I think they don't know what happened. I think there's nobody in there. If they knew what would happen, if they knew these guys were doing all this kind of stuff and they didn't believe these guys, they wouldn't send all the stuff off. And I think that they are trying to get the bottom of it and trying to do it with an integrity to find out exactly what the heck happened. Because I still think at this day, a month later, I think they still don't know what happened. Or else they're wasting a ton of money by getting these things independently tested. The final part of it is, I was trying to make to begin with, is that we just don't know enough about the testing process, who is, how, why, how random, what all it works, all that. We're just not an expert in any of that. Scott is an Easley, 654 Roy. I've got about a minute and a half. Scott, how you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. Just real quick, riveting hearing both you guys talk about it, the different angles, and just real quick, my understanding is that a substance like that, if it got in your system or was ingested, for all intents and purposes, it could show up instantly, or let's say within an hour. But that said, if they do meet and greets, stuff like that, could you not have had, let's say, a Notre Dame fan, someone like this Nevin Shapiro, the fiasco, maybe had it in a lotion or something, shook a hand? I mean, there, to me, there's almost those conspiracy ways that could have got in your system from in a malicious nature. I don't think you guys really touched on that, but.
Scott, I appreciate the phone call. I don't think that is the case. Now, this testing was done around the ACC championship and the week after the ACC championship and maybe that third week after the ACC championship. It was done, I think it's done in December is when these were. The Clemson testing was done through from April through December, and then December was the NCAA testing on it. What we don't know, again, just because this thing doesn't come up enough, I don't know what drugs are tested for, how they're tested, how the NCAA test is different from the normal test, who's tested, how they're tested. Those are things that will come out. And again, from what I know about Dan Radakovich and Graham Neff, and what I know about this, they will try to get to the bottom of it. Maybe there won't be an answer in a cell all said and done, but I just know they're exhausting every resource they have to find out, to do the investigation, to find out exactly the facts of the case. I think facts will come out. Unless, in this case, I think it is plausible. Is that what you agree? It's plausible to say that, man, maybe we will never really find out that maybe there was just some product that somebody had in there sometime and just contained it and just happened to get, you know. I think that is within, you know, within the chance that we might not ever know. But I think for the most part, the bigger part of me says that we'll know before we don't know.
Sure.
Okay. And that they will exhaust everything they can to get to the bottom line to find out the fact. And by the way, from what I know about if somebody in that athletic department getting something that knowingly did that way, then that person won't be here anymore. I think that's pretty clear too. You agree with that?
Yeah, I like to believe that, of course.
Including Dabo Swinney. I think if Dabo Swinney said, you know, guess what, man, I gave these guys this stuff, then I think he's not, I think nobody's above reproach on this, in my opinion. And I could be wrong about that. Paul Shiller won't join us, but we'll continue this conversation so much more when you return. With Zach, I'm Mickey. Love to have you back.